Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Today, I am honored to be at Warsaw Cut Glass with the Warsaw Cut Glass crew. If you could please introduce yourself and tell you kind of what your role is here at Warsaw Cut Glass.
Well, I'm Linda Kirkendall, and I'm the chief cook and bottle washer. I help run the showroom. We wash a lot of things. I'm a wonderful gift wrapper.
There you go.
I'm Lauren Kirkendall, and I work in the showroom and handle customers and my parents.
And handle your parents. That's a big part of it. There you go.
And I'm Randy Kirkendall. I'm the guy with the my nose at the wheel, grinding away in the back.
Well, I wish you could see this beautiful showroom. It's just amazing. Linda, tell us some of the history of Warsaw Cut Glass. I think it's fascinating.
It is really fascinating. Warsaw Cut Glass was built in 1911 as a glass cutting facility. It's the last original cut glass factory that we are aware of in the United States. It's only had three different owners, and it's always been owned by a glass cutter. So we always have kept true to the craft here in Warsaw. We've owned it since 1980.
Wow, Linda, you guys have owned this 43 years already?
We have, and we've always tried to stay very, very true to the craft of glass cutting.
The machinery in the back is the original equipment from 1911 when it first started.
The original equipment in the back is the original equipment from 1911?
Yes, it's still the line shaft and wooden pulleys, leather belts run everything. It was listed on the National Register of Historic Landmarks back in 1983.
Oh my goodness.
We kind of take pride in that.
I guess. 1911, that's amazing.
It's the last original cut glass shop left in United States. So we're pretty proud of that.
And there are four glass cutters left in the U.S., and two of them are here, one being Randy and the other being Matt Light,
who
has started cutting glass with us.
So you have half the glass cutters in the whole United States right here in Warsaw, Indiana.
We do, yes. And because of that, everything is very somewhat unique and very customized that we do here. So.
Sure.
We have about 50 standard patterns, and we do a lot of logos. We do a lot of letter work, and it's a very unique product that comes out from our area.
That we ship out all over the country.
Yes.
Yeah, well, it sure is. I know I was married in 1986, and I've got a set of Warsaw cut glass glasses and a pitcher. So, kind of rolling into that, what do you guys specialize in? Do you have anything like upcoming sales or upcoming seasons, or what can people expect when they come into Warsaw Cut Glass?
Well, wedding season is right around the corner. Actually, we're kind of into it now. Uh-huh. And our popular items are toasting flutes that we personalize, picture frames, because I think weddings are probably the most photographed day of someone's life right now.
Yeah.
So those are popular pieces.
Graduation gifts,
mm-hmm.
Teacher retirements, principal retirements, mm-hmm. sports awards.
Well, sure.
All the things go hand in hand with schools and weddings.
That's our season right now.
It is. Yeah. People think Christmas is busy for us, which it is, but mm-hmm. this one's a little bit more spread out mm-hmm. with all the different events.
Uh-huh. Wow. So, Randy, you're one of only four glass cutters in the United States.
Correct.
That's amazing. Now, where did you learn your craft?
I learned from the second owner, Jackson Dobbins. He had purchased it in 1960 from the original owner, Oscar Hugo. But he started working here when he was a mere lad in 1914.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
wow.
We owe him everything. Yes. We're here because he...
Because Jackson Dobbins carried this on.
During such a difficult time.
Oh, yeah. Well, only three owners in 112 years?
Mm-hmm.
That is amazing.
It's a pretty good run.
Yeah.
So we had 10 months together before he passed away. So it was a crash course.
And, yeah.
he said, I'm going to get the basics down, and then after that, you're on your own.
Yeah. Well, you've been taught by someone with 1914, so 109 years experience. You were taught by somebody. That's pretty good training.
Yeah, he's still with you today.
Yes. He still is looking over my shoulder.
That's awesome. Yeah. So, Lauren, just in case someone doesn't know this very, very famous, beautiful building you have, can you tell us where you're located and what's the best way to get in touch with you?
We are located at 505 South Detroit Street. It is at the end of the dogleg of 15, if you're not familiar. Mm-hmm. We can be reached at 574-267-6581. And our website is warsaw-cutglass.com if you'd like to browse that. We have a Facebook page that you can browse and an Instagram if you want to stay connected with us.
There you go. So all someone really has to do is Google Warsaw Cut Glass Warsaw and they should find you.
Yes.
And if you can't find them there, call the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, because thank you very much for being a member of the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And please come down and check out all the beautiful items they have and meet this wonderful family. Thank you, guys.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Scott.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You could chat on a game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch.
Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
First Responders Children's Foundation takes care of the children and families the brave ones leave at home. Help us help them. These are the beautiful voices of police officers, firefighters, nurses, and teenagers who remind us that we can come together and create harmony and unity. Brave to 24365 to learn how you can help your first responder community today.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley from the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of Biz Buzz. Today we're with Megan Newhart with the Human Wellness Collective. Welcome, Megan.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. I appreciate you coming.
Well, I'm glad to be with you. Yeah. Before we get started, we don't want to take it for granted that people know what Human Wellness Collective is. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit about Human Wellness Collective?
Sure. Human Wellness Collective historically has just been a mental health clinical setting. They offer mental health counseling to everyone in the Warsaw area, and they have 5 to 6 current counselors on staff. Mm-hmm. But their overall vision is to open up to become a multidisciplinary wellness clinic. So they're hoping to serve people through many different avenues of health. So really focused in on an integrative approach to medicine. Mm-hmm. And trying to support people in the Warsaw community, not just with mental health support, but also through the avenue of nutrition, and even they're considering adding on a nurse practitioner in the future, and just kind of opening this up to be able to support people from every different avenue mm-hmm. of health.
Well, sure.
Yeah,
mental health, people think of just counseling, but it incorporates it. In fact, you're doing so well, you recently had to move to a much bigger location. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Now, your background, you're a nutritionist.
Yes.
Now, how does nutrition fit into the whole realm of mental health?
Yeah. So nutrition is actually very, very much connected to how the brain functions. And just to explain to you a little bit, mm-hmm. we have something in research that we've identified called the gut-brain axis. So your mm-hmm. gut is made up of trillions and trillions of microbiota, of tiny little different microbes. And those microbes communicate directly to your neurotransmitters in your brain through your nervous system. Hmm. So as long as you have the right guys growing in your gut, then you're getting the good messages up to your brain, and your neurotransmitters are being produced at a good pace. The right ones are being produced in balance. Your neuron's lifespan is strong and your synapse structure is strong. Hmm. But as soon as there's an imbalance in your gut health, then mm-hmm. the wrong messages are communicated to your brain, and that can cause everything to go awry. It can cause mood swings and cause psychiatric disorders, and it can cause just a general mental imbalance. Mm-hmm. So the idea of bringing nutrition into the overall therapy component with mental health is to help try to control and balance out gut health in order to support brain health. But that's not just the only area of, mm-hmm. of physiology that we know nutrition impacts. We know that nutrient deficiencies in and of themselves are major underlying contributors to mental health. Mm-hmm. And then there's some major inflammatory triggers in our diets that can cause an imbalance in mental health. Mm-hmm. So the role I get to play here is to be able to rebalance the dietary component, to look for any nutrient deficiencies, to balance the gut, and to overall create a major support system to mental health. So I like to say it like we want to be able to give our clients a full deck of cards. So if they do not have strong nutrition, if they have any type of physical imbalance that is caused by their nutritional patterns, then that puts them in a position to not have that full deck of cards, to be able to recover from whatever mental health scenario that they're in. So being able to give them that full deck of cards by supporting them nutritionally, we believe that our clients here will be able to propel their health forward more quickly.
That's amazing. So I think I might need to see you because I don't know if my cheeseburger diet, Mountain Dew diet, does much for my mental health.
We'll talk about it later.
That is very interesting. Now, what's your personal background? What got you into this area?
Sure. You know, I actually started out as a personal trainer. Right after I graduated from Grace College in 2011, I jumped into a personal training business. And loved that. It was so much fun, and I worked in multiple different facilities in the Warsaw area. But as I was going into it, I just kept running into walls with my clientele, and the wall that I kept bumping into was nutrition. I realized that I wasn't going to have success with the rest of my clients' physiology if I wasn't able to lock in and help them with their nutrition. Mm-hmm. So that really propelled me into interest in nutrition and research in nutrition. So I got a nutrition coaching certification, and then I started teaching just one course for Grace, okay. And that opened up my love for nutrition even further and nutritional sciences, and that led into me getting my master's in clinical nutrition and human performance.
Oh my goodness, wow.
So now I teach 5 courses for Grace, and I developed their nutrition minor.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, it just is how God led the entire path. And so I continue to pour into that nutrition minor at Grace and develop those courses. But I'm also looking to be able to work in a clinical setting. So I was connected with Wellness Collective, and mm-hmm. this is exactly where I'd hoped I'd find myself after my master's. So very excited. This summer, I will be getting my official board-certified clinical nutritionist certification. So once I have that in place, then I can just dive in too. So,
and Scott, I just wanted to emphasize that my role as a clinical nutritionist at the Human Wellness Collective won't be limited to just supporting mental health. In actuality, our intent is that I will be supporting a wide variety of physiological conditions. So anything from autoimmune disease to hormone imbalance to cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes, cancer, you name it. You know, I have over 10 years of experience in offering nutrition counsel to support normal physiological function. So this is exciting because this really fits in tightly with the overarching vision of the Human Wellness Collective, which is to support the whole person through integrative medicine and utilizing multiple different practitioners to meet that aim. So we're very excited to support the Warsaw area with this.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
So if people want to schedule a time with you,
sure.
What's the best way to find you to schedule a time?
Yep, they can hop on to the Human Wellness Collective website, and they can schedule on there, or they can just give us a call, and I am here a few days a week, so I'd be happy to meet with them here at our new location and go from there.
Yeah. Well, speaking of locations, where are you located?
We are at 3562 East U.S. Highway 30 in Warsaw, and you can also find us on our website at humanwellnesscollective.com.
Right. And if you're not familiar with addresses, that's kind of in between Lake City Honda and Lake City Motors on the north side of US 30 east of town.
Perfect.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, and if you can't remember any of that, contact the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce and we'll lead you to Megan.
Perfect.
Megan,
yeah.
Thank you so much for being here with us today. And thank you for helping the people of Kosciuszko County.
Absolutely.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.